Hi, and welcome to another episode of Visual Studio Toolbox. I'm your host, Robert Green, and in today's episode, we're going to look at reuse. Now, I don't need to tell you, but reuse is good, and as developers, we should always strive for it. So in today's episode, we're going to look at one way that we can achieve some reuse. So here is my project, and it is the Netflix project. It's a WPF app that gives me the ability to search on movies from Netflix, and it uses Netflix's O data feed. So if I run the application, the window comes up, I can enter a release year, click search, and it goes out and returns movies. Very good. Okay. Well, now I've decided that I want a splash screen to show up. And I know that what I can do is add an image to the project, so this VS Toolbox JPEG, and I can set its build action to splash screen. That's pretty easy. And now when I run the application, the splash screen, did you see it? It shows up very, very quickly and then just as quickly disappears. Well, that's not quite what I want. So what I did instead was I built this splash screen. And I've got some styles in here, dialogue style and background style, and then all this is a stack panel with an image and some text. And I'm pointing to the image on a network share. It's just fine for our purposes. And then what I want to do is show this window when the application starts. So I can do that in a handful of lines of code. Just as the main window is newing up, just show my splash screen for 5 seconds. Now I'll run this. The splash screen appears, and I probably should have set this build action back to none. There we go. Here's my splash screen. A word from our sponsor. Shows up for 5 seconds, goes away, and now the application shows up. So that's perfect. That's exactly what I want. And now I've decided that I'd like to be able to use this splash screen in multiple applications. Every time I build a WPF application, I want it to start out with a word from our sponsor. Well, I could certainly do that. I could, every time I create a WPF application, add existing item, go find the XAML file, add it, but there's got to be a better way. And in fact, we're going to see a couple better ways to do that. The first is that I can go to File and I can export template. So if I select this, brings up the export template wizard. Now, this feature has been in Visual Studio since at least 2005, may have even been in 2003, can't remember that far back, but it was definitely in 2005 and beyond. So I'm going to select item template. I can create project templates or item templates. We're going to create an item template today. Specify the project, which has the item I want to create a template out of, which is Netflix VB. Then what item am I going to export? It's the splash screen. On the next page, it asks me, when you add this splash screen to a project, are there any references that you want to include with it? But if I'm going to add it to a WPF application, all of these are already in there, so I'll just leave that empty. And I'll name the template VS Toolbox Splash Screen. That's the name of the template. That will also be the description. And then I need an icon image and a preview image. So I'm going to go out and find this picture. I'll use that for both the icon and the preview. And by default, I'm automatically going to import the template into Visual Studio and then show what I built. Now I click Finish. So here's what I built, VS Toolbox Splash Screen.zip. Let's take a look at this. Let's extract it to here. And this zip file contains the screen, the images, and my template.vs template, which is XML. This XML describes the template, and Visual Studio reads this before showing you the template. Here's the name, the description, the project type, and the default name is the XAML file that will be created when I add an item based on this. So I'm going to get rid of the spaces in here. Oops, what am I doing? There we go. VS Toolbox Splash Screen. Perfect. All right, so now, save this, close it, recreate the zip. So let's send this to compressed zipped folder, and then I'm going to call it VS Toolbox splash screen. So I'm going to get rid of this old version, and here's my new version. Okay, so this is all I've done is updated the XML manually, but it's done. And now I don't need these. Get those out of the way. Now there's two versions of this zip file. One is in my exported templates. That's just a copy. The version that Visual Studio uses is somewhere else. So I'm going to copy this, and then I'm going to go into the templates item templates folder. This is the one that Visual Studio uses, so I have to update that. Okay, so now let's exit out of here. Let's come back into Visual Studio. And I'll create a new WPF application. And now I want to add a splash screen to it. So now, when I add a new item, here's my VS Toolbox splash screen. Spaces in the name, spaces in the description, no spaces in the name of the actual file. I add this. And now I have this splash screen added to this project without having to copy and paste, without having to remember where I stored it. It's just basically installed into Visual Studio. Very cool. So now turns out that one of my coworkers says, hey, I want that too. I want to add this splash screen every time I build an application. So I could, of course, just take this zip file, email it to him, and then tell him, go into Documents, Visual Studio 2010, templates, item templates, and copy it. But that seems so last decade to me. The more modern way is to create a VizIX file out of it. So what I want to do is create a VizIX file that will install this template. And to do that, I'm going to use two different extensions that I found on the Visual Studio Gallery. And so if I go into my extension manager, here they are, the VizIX Explorer, which gives me a UI for creating a VizIX, and then we'll look at the export template wizard after that. So once I download and install the VizIX Explorer, I have a new menu item here, Tools, VizIX Explorer. So what I'm going to do is create a VizIX file that will install that template. So I'll say File New, and I'll put it on my desktop, and I will call this VS Toolbox splash screen.vizix. And it starts out with a manifest, VizIX manifest. And this is XML, which has the name, the author, the description, supported products, the actual content. So what I first need to do is point this to the content, which is my template zip file. So the easiest way to do that is to go into Design, go to Content, and Add Content. The extension type is an item template, and I'm going to go find my zip file, which is in, oh, I had a shortcut for it there, I should have used that, Visual Studio 2010. I can go to my exported templates, I could go to templates, item templates, these are the same version, it shouldn't really matter. Find that, click OK, and now if I look at the XML, item template says whatever's in the folder item templates, which is my zip file. Okay, now let's fill out the rest of this. I go to the general tab. I'm going to give this an ID, VS Toolbox splash screen, which I will also use as the product name with spaces. And that's also going to be the description. Author is Microsoft. And now, I learned this the hard way, you have to uncheck system component here. If you tell Visual Studio this is a system component, it'll install, but then you can't uninstall it from inside Visual Studio, which is not what I want. So I'm going to uncheck system component. If there's a license, I could specify that here. I go to supported products and say which versions of Visual Studio can this install into. By default, Ultimate is selected because that's the version I have, but this should be able to go into any version that can build a WPF application, Professional, Premium, as well as VB, C Sharp, and C++ Express. Okay, good. Now, I once again specify my icon and my preview images, and those are in pictures here. That's this. So that's the icon. That's the preview image. Again, if there are any references I want added, I would specify those. There aren't any. And again, I'm done. Let's go again and take a look at the XML. Here is the VizX manifest XML that describes this. Okay, let's save this. And here it is, VS Toolbox splash screen. I'm ready to install this, but before I do that, I want to uninstall this splash screen here. So what I'm going to do is go to my item templates and just rename this. This is where Visual Studio looks for templates. So when Visual Studio starts, if it finds a zip file here, it will add it. It will no longer find that. So let's exit out of here. Come back in. And create another WPF application, because you can never have too many applications floating around. And now when I add a new item, notice it's gone. All right, good. We're about to re-add it, though. Exit out of here. Let's double-click on this VizX. And we're going to install the VS Toolbox splash screen. Once again, start up Visual Studio, open that WPF application. And now, when I add a new item, here's my VS Toolbox splash screen back, installed as a VizX, or installed via a VizX, actually. Installed as a template using a VizX. Now, the cool thing about this is it also shows up in the extension manager, provided you remember to uncheck system component. If you don't uncheck system component when you make this, it doesn't show up in the extension manager. You then can't disable it and uninstall it. Okay, so this is good. I created the template, I created a VizX, and now if someone else wants this, I just send them the VizX. I could also upload it to the Visual Studio Gallery if I thought this was something I wanted to share with a lot of other people. But building the VizX by hand is, error prone, not a lot of fun. There's got to be an even easier way. And there is. The Export Template Wizard will give us the ability to create the item template and the VizX file all at the same time. So this extension, which again I got from the Visual Studio Gallery, combines the two steps we've already taken. So the first thing I'm going to do is uninstall the splash screen again. Okay? And then I've downloaded already and installed the Export Template Wizard. I'm going to go back to the Netflix solution, because that has the original version of my splash screen. Okay, and then because I have that extension, if I go to File, I have a choice to Export Template as VizX. This brings up the Export Template as VizX wizard, which is essentially the Export Template wizard reworked a little bit prettier, and also with the ability to create the VizX at the same time. So again, I choose project template or item template. The project is Netflix VB. Actually, before I do this, let's just make sure that I have completely disabled the splash screen. Okay, good. It's gone. When I uninstalled it, it's gone. I just wanted to show that, just to show there's no tricks up my sleeve. So now we'll go back and export the template as a VizX. It's an item template in the Netflix VB project, and it is VS Toolbox splashscreen.xaml. I click Next again. Are there any references that need to come along? No. What's the template name? It's going to be VS Toolbox splash screen with spaces and appropriate caps. That will also be the description. Then I find my icon image, which again is this, and my preview image, which again is this. Click Next. Now I've got a unique ID. I'm going to make the product name Visual Studio VS Toolbox Splash Screen with Spaces. And then I don't want spaces in my ID, so I'll take those out. Company name, Microsoft. License, there is none. Supported editions. This is a little bit easier. I can just click them all at the same time. And then notice that automatically import the template into Visual Studio is checked and display the Explorer window in the output files folder is checked automatically. So now when I click finish, not only will this make the physics file, cool, I already have one. That is because as I was playing around with this, I didn't clean up. So, C users, RO green, app data, local, Microsoft, Visual Studio 10, extensions, Microsoft, there. I already created one of these, so let me delete that. And now, well, I'm going to have to do this again, aren't I? Okay, let's try this again. Select the item, no references, VS Toolbox. I wonder if I have to exit and come back in first. Let's do that. Let's exit. Let's come back in. Okay, so file, export template as VizX, item template, third time's gonna be the charm for sure. All right, template name, VS Toolbox, splash screen. That is going to be the template description. Again, choose the icon and the preview image. And again, the product name is this with spaces. I'm going to take out the spaces in the ID. And again, select all of these additions. And now, when I click finish, there we go, perfect. When I click finish, not only did I create the item template and the physics, but I also installed it. So now if I control shift A, it's put down at the bottom this time, but here's my splash screen. And if I go into the extension manager, here it is for me to disable or uninstall. So what we've done is we've created reuse by creating our own item templates. Now, I'm sure you can think of additional items in your projects that would make great item templates. I chose a splash screen here. Maybe you don't do a lot of splash screens, but if you think about it, things like about boxes or login forms or standard data entry forms, things that you use over and over and over again and want to have a basic template for. You don't just have to do screens, of course. You could do style sheets, JScript files, classes, etc., interfaces. Anything, any item that you can put into Visual Studio, for the most part, you can create an item template out of. And then with the export template wizard, you can create the template and the physics all at the same time. So I think that's the way to go. Go to the Visual Studio Gallery, download this tool, install it, and then you can export not only item templates, but also project templates as physics files. And if you create a cool one that you want to share with everybody else, upload it to the Visual Studio Gallery. So I hope that was good. Hope you learned a lot, and we'll see you next time on Visual Studio Toolbox.